Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear FIGS because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your FIGS? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Will Smith is sharing the advice he got from a showbiz legend, along with an impersonation of him.
And Jessica Simpson explains why her music career cooled off.
And was Madonna too cool, honey, to sing with other divas? We got a lot to dish about, so
let's get this started!
All right, first and foremost, before we start dishing, it's Memorial Day, so we want to honor and remember all the military personnel who gave their lives while serving our country so we can have the freedoms that we all enjoy.
Okay, so George Clooney has done all kinds of roles in his career, but at 64 years young, he says that he's done with rom-coms. Mm-hmm. Clooney said, I'm not trying to compete with 25-year-old leading men. I'm not doing romantic films anymore. His last romantic comedy was Ticket to Paradise in 22 with Julia Roberts, which grossed a decent $168 million worldwide. So do you think that there should be an age limit to rom-coms?
And I'm glad you asked it. What is a rom-com?
Oh, a romantic comedy.
Oh, they just broke it down.
Yeah.
Oh, child, please.
I think he's such a great actor. He could still do it. I think he would still be funny. He would still be good.
I almost think rom-coms starring older people would be even more fun.
Right.
Because you could do comedy that relates to the demographic that might be leaning more so into that content. I mean, like, look at The Golden Bachelor. The
Perfect
fact that
example.
That's a thing shows that people want content that, like, has people in it that they can relate to.
I thought rom-com was something in India. It sounded like some Indian.
That's Bollywood.
Oh, I knew it was one of them. Bollywood.
Would you watch, like, let's say if John Amos was in a rom-com before he passed, like, would you go see that?
Yeah, Good Times.
That was a sitcom.
Oh.
A situational comedy.
Oh, wow, thank you.
And speaking of seasoned actors, Arnold Schwarzenegger gave Will Smith some great advice early in his career. In the documentary Number One on the Call Sheet, Will did his best Arnold impression and told us those words of wisdom. Check it out.
So it was Arnold, Bruce, and Sly. I want to do what y'all do. What's the secret? I know you know something that other people don't know. And Arnold said, if you want to be a movie star, you'll never be a movie star if your movies are only successful in America. Your movies must be successful everywhere on earth. And I was like,
oh.
That was good advice, and that was spot on.
Yeah, he did. He sounded real good. He did that.
But look who took advice from, all three of those men cheating on their wives. I mean, that's why him and Jaden are together probably now, because of that, hanging out with those men.
I mean, publicly, like, he kind of got cheated on.
Who?
Will.
No.
We only know about the entanglement with August. We don't know about the entanglements that Will may have had.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Will Smith, like, would you have guessed that after Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he would go on to be this big action star for years in the late 90s?
After Bad Boys came out.
Yeah.
That's what, because when I first saw the trailer, I was like, I don't know. Right. But then when you saw the movie, you're like, oh, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Give him a gun and put him in everything, yes. You know?
Wait, did, what, did Bad Boys come before or after Independence Day? I don't remember the
before.
Order.
The
before?
First one was 6 Degrees of Separation.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember in Independence Day, welcome to Earth.
And he snuffed the alien.
And then punched an alien in the face.
Whoa. First black man on camera to punch an alien, I think.
There we go.
Nice.
Yeah, whoa. Breaking boundaries. All right, well, Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson might be the cutest mother-daughter duo in Hollywood, right? Well, in this resurfaced interview, Goldie shares which of Kate's movies she relates to the most, but she doesn't quite get the title right.
A time that I felt most like my daughter was when I watched you in 10 Ways to Lose a Guy. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Same laugh.
Same laugh, oh yeah, that's good.
Someone needs to make the movie that Goldie was talking about, though.
Yeah, 10 Ways to Lose a Guy?
Yeah.
She could star in it.
Hell yeah, it's been a minute.
Is there like a song title or movie title that you always get wrong?
I'm sure. I can't think of one, though, but I'm sure I do.
Yeah, I'm trying to blank.
I forget y'all names, so I'm not forgetting the title.
Yeah, you call me Trevor a decent amount.
Yeah, you call me Tarsha.
Tarsha?
Tarsha? Where did that come
Tarsha,
from?
Tarsha, I don't know. He calls everybody something different.
Yeah. Do y'all parents say Dish Nation or... I know people get the head crack name mixed up all the time because I know my mama does, so...
You
know,
they might say the Dish Network.
Yeah, exactly.
Satellite dish, like whatever the dish is.
Like, I hate when they're doing it like live and they bring you out. Man, you seen them on Dish Network? Like cable?
Right.
Well, we all love a good musical collab, but this one just wasn't meant to be. Back in 1993, Barbra Streisand was working on her Back to Broadway album, and one track was supposed to feature the trio of Barbra, Madonna, and Bette Midler.
Wow.
Well, the three divas had agreed to record the song Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better from the musical Annie Get Your Gun, but it seems that Madonna pulled out of the project, so it never happened.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Isn't that sad?
That would have been a cool
level.
I wonder
what made her pull out.
Yeah, right? In 93. Madonna was crushing it in 93.
Really?
Absolutely. And her people probably was like, nah.
Yeah.
You ain't get ready to sing on nothing with the two of them.
Right.
I know all the queens was just miserable, honey. Oh, no, Madonna.
Oh, I wonder if this is right around the era, because she had the book, right? Didn't she have the
Oh, sex book.
Her sex book.
Yeah.
This had to be right in that era, and
Truth
I wonder
or Dare
if, like,
or something like that?
Yeah.
What was the Truth or Dare documentary? The sex book was a completely different thing. They kept that behind the racks.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Well, maybe in time she was running with who? Hansu Jama, whatever his name was.
Jamin Hansu,
yeah.
Around then, wasn't it Dennis Rodman?
It might have been
Dennis Rodman. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis probably had a lockdown.
I wonder if they wanted her to do the record because they saw the sex book.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Not for Annie.
Streisand and Bette Midler are like, we've got to get this Madonna in here. The book is wonderful.
All right, Jessica Simpson recently returned to music after 15 years, and she explained why her music career wasn't as big as some of her contemporaries. She said, I was never going to win because I had Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera ahead of me, who were selling so many more records. I didn't want to dance. I didn't want to wear a head mic.
Oh.
I mean, does wearing a headset and dancing make you a bigger pop star?
I think because you give them more of a show.
I think, yeah, like, I mean, look, I remember there was like the pop icon battles right then. It was like Britney and Christina and Jessica came along, and without a doubt, those two right there were sex forward, right? It was very risque, very skimpy clothing, and I think Jessica Simpson was still a little more conservative in that era and didn't do a lot of those things.
Yeah, but Jessica just made a statement just the other day, honey, which I love. She's about to make a comeback, and she said, well, keep her vocal cords going. She said she takes snake sperm, And that makes her vocal cords real good, make her sing better. She just made that announcement, honey. She said, and I said, she's lying, honey. She just wanted to go tell because she said snake sperm. So what kind of snake? That's my question.
Black snake.
Black snake. Mm-hmm. So, but honey, she said now her vocal cords are nice and slittery and good, so she could sing well. So
I have never heard that in my life.
It's so, Brad. I
googled
it.
And I know
it.
A lot of nice big time singers. I have never.
No.
I have never heard of this.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What do you think tricked her into like, hey, drink this? Because it's the chicken and sea girl. She look gullible.
So, Tam, you say they do that in your hometown?
Oh, no. I have heard this story that Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know this story.
Why would you swallow
it? It makes your throat, yes, nice and soothing, honey.
Like, what happened to hot tea and honey?
Yeah.
It doesn't do
ginger,
nothing.
Ginger, eucalyptus?
But anyway, my throat is clear. Up next, honey, Drew Barrymore has dating drama like the rest of us. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Okay, well, it looks like Gia Giudice, the eldest daughter of Real Housewives of New Jersey star Teresa Giudice, is in no rush to leave the nest.
Mm.
On an episode of her podcast, Casual Chaos with Gia, the 24-year-old admitted she doesn't feel an urgency to fly the coop just yet. She said, I don't have an urgency to move out right now. I mean, I have everything I need at home. I know people that stay home until they get married. I make my own money. I do my own thing. But I just don't see the urgency to move out.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, if your life is good at home, why move? You don't have to pay no bills. You don't have to do nothing but live your life.
Yeah. That's why you need to move.
And if your parents ain't kicking you out, then stay and enjoy.
Save that money.
I moved at 17. Mm-hmm. I left home at 17, huh?
Because you had a different lifestyle.
How old were you, Brad?
I don't know.
You remember? You was an artist at a young age.
Yeah, but I still lived with my family in Chicago. I just flew back and forth.
Oh.
And was with JD and then, you know, then back to my family. Mm-hmm. I flew back and forth for a long time.
Yeah, but my parents complained. So, I'd be glad when y'all get your asses out this house. Well, honey, I left at 17.
I never had that problem.
Yeah.
Well, I did.
No, my parents loved me.
Really? Real for you. Mine loved me too, damn it, but that made me.
Well, moving on. Celebrities really are just like us, asked Drew Barrymore. Now, during a conversation with co-host Ross Matthews and guest Valerie Bertinelli, Drew revealed that she went out to dinner with the man who asked for her phone number, and then he turned into Casper, the not-so-friendly ghost.
Ooh.
Take a look.
Sunday night, a guy asked me for my phone number, said, would you like to go to dinner? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'd love to go to dinner.
Did you go?
Well, since then, I texted him and I was like, lovely, you know, to see you again the other night. We went back and forth twice and then he ended with, ha. And I haven't heard anything.
Oh, damn it.
So it just happens. I don't know why. I would never do that.
So what made them stop? What did she do that turned them off or whatever?
I don't know. He probably watched the show and saw it being touchy-feely with everybody.
He's sitting all close to everybody.
Yeah. It's like, every night I got to prove my love. And, like, he don't want to go into that relationship, like, you know, having to be on the defense.
Yeah. It's...
So y'all think that's nice to see that celebrities are just like us? Regular? Don't get dates or get callbacks? I mean, maybe like me. I don't get all of y'all got somebody.
Yeah, I mean, we always felt like it was a possibility, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Especially if you work hard, you ain't necessarily in the dating flow. Like, yeah. You kind of got to operate differently in the dating space. She's going to find a prince.
Drew Barrymore's also been famous her entire life.
Entire. Yeah.
She exists in a slightly different space than, like, than I do. That's for sure.
Mm. And then she, like, lived her whole, like, party life in reverse. She, like, partied hard as a child.
That's right, yeah.
And then got mature, you know, and got responsible as a teenager.
I bet she's got some stories.
Oh, you bet. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Well, poor Drew.
Well, y'all, it turns out that Redman and Method Man, one of hip-hop's...
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Favorite duos aren't exactly kicking it off the clock. Now, during a sit-down on the Julian Dory show, Redman didn't hesitate when asked if he and Method Man still hung out outside of work, and he said this. Check it out.
My circle is very small. Very small. Like, either I'm hanging out in the park, I'm a park dude. I like doing
my
walk.
You're a park dude?
Yeah. I like doing my walk, little calisthenics.
There you go.
And getting back to work. Yeah, so we all have different lives. I don't hang out with rappers.
Oh, my.
I don't think that was a diss or nothing, though. He just don't hang out with rappers. Because Method Man is an actor, a father. Mm-hmm. I don't think he just meant, Method Man is just a rapper.
That didn't sound right. That's like I said, I don't hang out with gays.
No, that's very
different.
That's different.
No, it's not.
He don't hang out with nobody. You kind of heard him say that. He goes from work to back home. He likes to be to himself, go to the park, do some calisthenics, mm-hmm. whatever.
Oh, man, that's hanging out. I mean, Tanner and I had a romantic dinner one night. We hung out.
Oh, where'd y'all go?
Copeland's.
Copeland's, yeah.
It's a Copeland's.
Yeah, I wouldn't have described it that way, but it was a wonderful evening.
Was it romantic because, like, Copeland's is already dimly lit? Yeah, that's what made it. Yeah.
Okay. The ambiance was dim.
Yeah, yeah, the ambiance. Yeah, yeah.
Coming up, Eva Longoria, honey, can relate to being the ugly duckling of the family.
No.
We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Whoa.
Well, Eva Longoria turned 50 just a few months ago, and while talking about future plans, she revealed she had a very humble beginning. She said so much that she never dreamed of becoming an actress because she grew up as the ugly duckling of her family. Check this out.
I was performative in my family because I was the ugly duckling.
Come on.
Yep. Documentation is available if you need it. My three sisters look alike. They're all blonde. I knew I wasn't the pretty one. And I was like, okay, I'm not the pretty one, so I'm going to be the funny one. I'm going to be the smart one.
I want to see the rest of the family.
Yeah, we're going to need to take this to the tape.
Yeah, where are the others?
Yeah, who are these other Longorias?
Yeah.
Probably because they were all blonde. They probably got paid more attention to at school and by the guys, so.
Eva Longoria is clearly stunning, and it's like even that photo, she looks stunning. Yeah.
Oh, she was Miss Corpus.
She was a beauty
Christine.
Queen back in the day. Miss Corpus Christi, Texas.
She probably worked hard and was determined to make that happen because she felt like the ugly duckling.
Sure.
So she had to tell them, ha, look at me.
Well, and think about it, too. That's probably something that, like, motivated her for the rest of her career, too.
Absolutely.
Mm. She probably, like, ordered food for her sisters all the time. You know, eat that. Enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? Let me Hansel and Gretel them up.
Yeah. So, you got revenge opening a restaurant.
Okay. Wow.
All right, we're moving on. It's no secret the DC Cinematic Universe is not as popular as the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and Ben Affleck, a.k.a. Bruce Wayne, thinks he knows where DC films went wrong. Ben feels that they leaned a little too far into the darkness. Mm. Now, Ben said, man, what happened was it started to skew too old for a big part of the audience. He explained, like, even my own son at the time was just too scared to watch the movie. When I saw that, I was like, oh, we have a problem. I don't even think that the movies were dark. they were just all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, they dropped two versions of the Justice League version.
Yeah.
The Zack Snyder version that came out later was way better.
Yeah.
They be rebooting things in the middle of an active storyline.
Yeah.
And then they'll drop movies for like a plot that ain't going nowhere, and they know it.
Yeah.
Mm. Why do they do that?
Messy.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers is messy.
I'm glad y'all know all that.
It confuses people.
Like, every time.
Let them focus on one thing before you go to the next thing so fast.
Oh my.
Yeah, I think they was trying so hard to catch up to what Marvel was doing.
Okay.
Yeah. They was bringing the cake out the oven before it was done.
Sure.
Soft in the middle still.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Like, what's your favorite DC character?
Honey, I don't even know what y'all talking about, because I've not seen none of them.
Yeah?
I don't have seen none of those movies. I'm like, okay, these, and they came out too fast. And it, yeah, well, I don't know. That's why Jennifer Lopez left him, because he was too fast. I don't know.
What?
Up next, find out which rapper makes Fat Joe nervous, honey. That tea after the break. Child, the cinematic and the DC and the mama. I didn't have the money to go to those movies.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
In his 25 Things You Don't Know About Me feature in Us Weekly, Fat Joe said that even though he's close friends with LL Cool J, he still gets starstruck around him. He said, LL's my idol and the guy who inspired me to make music. Every time I hang out with him, I get nervous. Even though I've hung out with him 100 times in my life and we're friends, I owe everything to him.
Oh, man, that's what's up.
Aww. That's amazing.
And he's been unflinching about his love, like, throughout his whole career for LL. He really, like, rocks with dude, man. So what y'all think about it? Like, do you have any friends that you still get, like, starstruck or just excited about? But, like, oh, man, like, that's the homie.
The rare times that we will have, like, Garcelle here or something like that, it's definitely, like, she's the person that I count as a friend. But I also feel like I owe a lot of being able to do this still to her. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I still get nervous about it. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though, to still get nervous and not think that you're on such a plateau that can't.
It shows you still care.
Exactly.
And then you're not numb or like, oh, this is so regular. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
you're still grateful and humble.
Hell yeah.
You know, that's good.
That's sweet.
Gary doesn't have anyone that he feels that way about.
No, not right now, but I mean, you know, I get nervous around you, Tanner.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Every time I see you. Well, that's all the time we have for today. So don't get starstruck or nervous, though. We'll be back. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.